Africa is not a country. It is not a big homogeneous market. It's thriving with some of the world's fastest growing economies. To find out more, log on africabusinessradio.com. Towards a profitable Africa.
Low media.
So you're thinking in your head and you're wondering, what kind of loan do I go for? I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to get this, I want to get that. Okay, chill. There are basically seven types of loans to consider. We have what is called a conventional loan. Conventional loans are mortgage loans from mortgage lending institutions that are not backed by an agency of the government. Conventional loans can be either conforming or non-conforming. 2. Conforming loans. A conforming loan conforms to the set guideline about the maximum loan amount that can be given. This amount can vary depending on the country. For example, a house in a high-income area can be eligible for a larger loan than one in a general income area. 3. Non-conforming loans. Non-conforming loans do not conform to the qualifications and guidelines about giving loans within a set limit. If you require a loan larger than a conforming loan, you will be looking at non-conforming loans, such as jumbo loans. 4. Secured loans. A secured loan is also called a collateral loan. It allows you to leverage your personal property to obtain the loan so that if you default, the property is transferred to the lender. The interest rate and loan amount can vary depending on the value of the property you leverage. Generally, higher value property can get you a higher loan and possibly a better interest rate, although other factors such as loan length and credit history would also be taken into consideration. Common examples of personal property used to secure a loan include these possessions: a vehicle or a house, mostly those two. Number 5. Unsecured loans. Unsecured loans are not backed by any collateral, so the interest rate and size of the loan is determined by your credit history and income. Not like you can run away. Unsecured loans are also known as personal or signature loans. If you have a good income, a genuine credit, and a solid payment plan, this can be a good option for you. Type 6. Open-ended loans. Open-ended loans are loans with a fixed limit line of credit that can be borrowed from again after they have been repaid. Credit cards are one type of open-ended loan. The lender approves you for a certain amount of credit based on a percentage of your home's appraised value minus the balance owed on your mortgage. This sum acts as a credit line from which you can borrow, pay back, and borrow from again. Homeowners renovating their home may consider this option to fund such a project. Type 7. Closed-ended loans. Closed-ended loans are loans that cannot be borrowed from again, like student loans, mortgages, and car loans. The loan decreases with each payment. If you want more credit, you have to apply for a new loan. If you need a set amount of money and nothing more, this is a common way of doing so.
Loan Lobedia.
And I'm sure right now you have 7 categories, 7 types of loans for yourself to tap into. Think quite deeply, be sure the one you need, and go for it. Take it.
Loan Lobedia.
Reading from the Loan Lobedia.
Quick to borrow is always slow to pay.
Have a good day.
Loan Lobedia.
Africa is not a country. It is not a big homogeneous market. It's thriving with some of the world's fastest growing economies. To find out more, log on africabusinessradio.com. Towards a profitable Africa.